A large part of your expertise has come from personal experience as opposed to just reading about others, right?
Right. That's called embodying the literature.
Yeah. Yes, I think I'll try this. Yeah, great. So I want to just step back just for a second and find out what some of the causes are. When we talk about the workplace, most of our gold members that are listening to this are small business owners, as
yes.
I mentioned to you. What are some challenges people are facing in the workplace now that may not have come to light before?
Well, certainly technology is a big, huge one. And technology, I just discovered actually at 8 o'clock this morning, can set us way, way back if it doesn't work properly, or you thought you had the techniques and the competency to use it in a certain format and it all falls apart. That's one. Also, when you're in small business, the whole ability to cope with other people's behaviors. Take into consideration about 5 to 6% of the people that you're going to run into are going to have some kind of mental challenge, some kind of personality disorder to begin with. We can't avoid having moments where interactions do not go well. And then there's making just simple mistakes, sending the wrong numbers, doing the wrong thing, and also having other people giving you incorrect information. Health can get in the way of you coping. Just plain not taking care of yourself, not getting enough rest, sleep, and exercise.
Yeah, because you're not functioning at your peak ability, obviously, if you're not feeling good.
Exactly. So. Yeah. Right. I do have five sort of categories that we need to attend to. One is around boundaries. Some of us are saying yes too often.
Uh-huh.
I've done this myself, spending money for our business that is not a good way to spend money, and then we get into trouble with our finances.
Right.
So, and sometimes we're saying no to the wrong thing. So sometimes we need to learn to say, I need to think it over and have a discussion with somebody. So there's different, one of the ways to cope best is to identify where your tender spot is. Now, I have a tendency, based on my history, to do a collapse, to not be functioning well for a while, if I get criticized. Yeah, criticize / blame. And we live in a blame culture. That's another piece to be aware of in this culture, is read our papers. We are also getting more and more into the American attitude of who's to blame and who shall I sue?
Yeah, okay.
Right. And when we're in fear, we don't function all that well.
Mm.
And there's a wonderful little strategy that was developed to filter criticism, for example, a great coping mechanism that if you are like me and you get criticized, to walk away and take a breath and to go through the simple five questions that then help get focused about realistic, what feedback am I going to say?
Sure.
Thank you for the information. And, they must have a hang up.